हरे कृष्णा। डोंट लेट हिनसाइट हिंडर फोरसाइट। हिनसाइट रेफर्स टू द लेसन्स दैट वी लर्न आफ्टर इवेंट हैज हैपेंड, when we, when something happened and we responded in a particular way and that created a mess of things, we acted in ways that created problems, we learn, oh, this was a mistake that I made and I should not have acted like this. So that kind of learning is hindsight. So now hindsight is valuable because sometimes when we are doing things, we may commit mistakes, and if we don't learn from those mistakes, that means we made the mistakes, but if you don't have hindsight, if you don't look backwards and introspect and learn from those mistakes, then we will end up repeating those mistakes again and again. And thus we will never learn, we'll never grow, we'll never improve. So hindsight is important. But suppose somebody is, say, driving a car or driving a vehicle, and then they did not notice a speed breaker, a bump. And because of that, yes, big jolt was there. And then after they have gone ahead, and looking back, how did I not notice it? Where was the speed breaker? Now actually, ahead, there might be another speed breaker or there might be some other vehicle coming. So if they're looking back constantly while they're driving forward, then they'll meet another accident. So if they don't look back, maybe if there's a sudden bump has happened, maybe they can pause for a minute, put a break, stand and look, okay, what was this? Okay, it was like this, I didn't notice it. But if they keep looking back while moving ahead, then they will meet with further danger. So most of us, when we are driving, we will not do something foolish, so foolish, looking back while we are driving ahead. But unfortunately, when we are living our life, when our life journey hits a bump, you know, we get a jolt, we get disturbed, we look back and why did it has happened? And it's important to look back and learn from. Unfortunately, keep looking back, you know, why did I do like that? Why was I so foolish? Why did they do like that? Why did this happen? When we just keep ranting over what happened, resenting what happened, regurgitating what happened, that way all our thoughts get consumed by the past. And then when the future is ahead of us, we are not preparing for the future. In the present, where what we are doing, where we are going, that also we are not using the present properly. And in that way, our energy gets wasted. And thus, we set ourselves up for further problems, further troubles. So, hindsight is good, but hindsight should not hinder our foresight. Foresight means our capacity to look forward and prepare for the future. Our capacity for preparing for the future can be enhanced by learning from the past. But by living in the past, we cannot prepare for the future. By living in the past, we stay stuck in the past. So, this mentality of staying stuck in the past, resenting, ranting, lamenting, this is typical of what the Bhagavad Gita calls the mode of ignorance. In fact, it is determination in the mode of ignorance. In 18.36, Krishna states that Yaya swapnam bhayam shokam vishadam madameva cha navimunchati durmedha dhruti saparta tamasi. So, dhruti saparta tamasi. This is intelligence in the mode of ignorance, and this is characterized by yaya swapnam, daydreaming, bhayam, by constant fearfulness, shokam, by being gloomy, by lamenting all the time, by being grief, by grief filled constantly, vishadam madameva cha vishadam, by being habitually pessimistic. Oh, why did this happen? Why did that happen? Oh, life is rotten, destiny is against me, madame vacha, and one tries to escape through all this by intoxication. Navimunchati durmedha, and one does not give this up no matter what happens, this holds on to this kind of mentality even when it is unproductive, even when it is counterproductive, then that is unfortunate. Navimunchati durmedha, dhruti saparta tamasi, that is intelligence in the mode of ignorance, the determination in the mode of ignorance. So when we understand what is happening, we can recognize that this is not the way I should behave. And while intellectually we may be able to understand it, but devotionally we will be able to correct ourselves better. If we understand that God is our guide, He is there with us and He can ultimately bring good even out of the bad. So okay, I made some mistakes in the past, There were some consequences of all that. But let me move onwards now. Let me not get caught in things unnecessarily. Let me focus on moving forward in my life. Let me learn that faith that in God's existence, in God's controlship, God's benevolence, God's expertise, that is increased by our spiritual practices, by our devotional cultivation of devotional attitude. And by that, we can learn from the past and prepare for the future. So we can have hindsight, and that hindsight, instead of hindering our foresight, it can actually aid and enhance our foresight. So by spiritual vision, by spiritual sight, we can be empowered both with hindsight and foresight. Thank you. Hare Krishna.